Okay, let's unpack this. Imagine trying to manage, I don't know, dozens of social media accounts, scheduling content perfectly, and coordinating a whole team
All at the same time.
all at the same time while you're fighting this rigid, expensive software that just will not bend to how you actually operate.
Right. It's that feeling of digital friction where the tool is making the job harder, not easier. That's the reality for a lot of marketers today.
It really is. And that overload is exactly what we're tackling. We received a fantastic stack of sources diving into Socioboard 5.0.
Which is a powerful platform that promises a, well, a fundamentally different approach.
Exactly. It's an open source solution designed to streamline social media management and content marketing. And our mission today is to do a deep dive into what makes this a true social technology enabler.
And crucially, how being open source gives it a massive competitive edge, especially if you're a beginner just looking for a clear, powerful system.
Before we jump into all that, a quick word from the supporter of this deep dive.
SafeServer commits if das Hosting dieser Software und unterstützt dich bei deiner digitalen Transformation. Mehr Infos unter www.safeserver.de.
So we've established the mission is simplification and control. But let's start with the absolute basics. For anyone who's just hearing this name for the first time, what exactly is Socioboard?
Simple put, Socioboard is defined as a really robust social media management and content marketing platform. Their flagship product is called Socioboard Core. You should think of it as a kind of a comprehensive digital control panel for all things social.
And the problem it solves is, well, it's unifying chaos, right?
Yeah.
It helps brands and businesses manage that scattered social media presence.
Which gets more complex every single year.
For sure. And it helps streamline all their content marketing.
Yeah.
The goal isn't just to schedule a post here and there. It's to provide a full-fledged, strong platform to enhance management and, you know, actually drive results.
And what's fascinating is the scale they're at. This isn't some niche project. The sources say it's trusted by over 20,000 users.
Wow.
That kind of scale tells you two things. One, the tech is reliable. And two, it's adaptable enough for a huge, diverse user base.
Exactly. And when you look at who it's for, that adaptability becomes crystal clear. It's built for businesses of all sizes.
Which means if you're listening, it was probably built with you in mind.
Right. We're talking enterprises with complex compliance needs, small and medium businesses needing efficiency, marketing agencies handling tons of clients,
solopreneurs running the whole show themselves, and even e-commerce stores that are laser focused on conversion. It covers the whole spectrum.
So we know what it is, but the rubber meets the road when we look at execution. Let's dig into the features that actually clear up those pain points we mentioned.
This is where it gets really interesting.
Yeah, the specific functions that drive efficiency and save you hours every week. First, and I think most foundational, is the content scheduling automation.
And this goes way beyond just, you know, picking a date and time. The tool lets you intelligently create, plan, and schedule your content for the optimal moment.
When your audience is actually online and engaged.
Exactly. You're not just guessing anymore. You're using data. You can make your publishing schedule seamless to boost interaction and engagement.
And that directly impacts your reach without you having to buy ads.
Right.
Now, what about teams? If you're in a growing business, you felt the pain of trying to coordinate through email or Slack.
Oh, absolutely. That's why the team collaboration features are so essential.
So it's all centralized.
Totally. Socioboard acts as a single management system. You can assign tasks, manage permissions, monitor what's going on, and track team performance, all from one dashboard.
And the sources mentioned, it promotes discussion of fresh ideas, popular articles, things like that.
It does, and that's a critical point. The conversation is linked directly to the content. You eliminate that friction of jumping between three different apps just to talk about one post.
Okay, so that brings up a workflow question. Let's say my company needs two levels of review, one from brand, one from legal, before a tweet can go live. Can the system handle that kind of complexity?
That is precisely where this tool shines. And it connects directly to its open source philosophy, which I know we'll get to.
Right.
Unlike those rigid proprietary tools that force you into a simple draft publish model, Socioboard is built for that kind of real world operational management. You bring all your social accounts under one roof and you bring your team's internal roles there too.
And what about filling the content pipeline? It is a constant struggle to find fresh, relevant stuff to share.
You're touching on content curation, which they simplify beautifully using RSS feeds.
Oh, that's smart.
Yeah, for a marketer who always needs new topics, it's easy to fill your feed by integrating external info via RSS. And the real power is in the filtering. You can filter by a search phrase, sort by feed name, date, category.
So you turn this giant ocean of information into a curated stream of ideas.
A highly curated, instantly usable stream.
Yes. That seamless data flow must translate into analytics, because if you can't measure it, you can't improve it.
The reporting is definitely robust. We're talking detailed analytics to help you really recognize your target demographic and see how they connect with your content.
And the customization.
That's the key. You can choose from pre-built reports or, and this is huge, create your own based on the specific data that matters to your business goals. You can move beyond just vanity metrics.
I love that. Focusing on what you define as valuable. And to top it off, they have auto email reports.
They do. Detailed dashboard stats, team reports, social media info, all delivered right to your email. You don't even have to log in to stay on top of the basics.
It's all designed to minimize that context switching.
And keep the focus on strategy, not repetitive tasks.
That focus on operational freedom brings us to the core difference of this platform. Why is being open source so important? For a lot of listeners, open source just sounds like, you know, code they don't get.
Right, or something only for developers. But this is the critical concept that turns Socioboard from just another tool into a whole operational framework. Most social media tools, the popular ones, they run on rigid, closed, proprietary architecture.
Meaning you can't change anything.
You can't. So if your company has unique requirements, like that three-step legal approval you mentioned, the software won't let you adjust the system. You are forced to change your real-world operations to fit the software's limits.
So the marketer is basically fighting the system every single day because it was built for some generic user, not for their specific company.
Precisely. And that leads to bigger strategic problems.
Yeah.
So many current systems overemphasize, you know, vanity metrics, likes, shares, and treat social media as just a broadcast channel.
Instead of a tool for driving actual business results.
Exactly. And this is where Socioboard offers a genuine revolution. They offer Socioboard Core as a customizable open source alternative.
And that's the key difference.
It is. Open source lets teams, and I'm quoting here, model their system on the way they operate in the real world. If you need to integrate with some internal system or build a complex sign-off process, you have the freedom to do it. It's like they hand you the keys to the engine room.
Okay, so it's important to clarify the structure here for the listener. There are two ways to get into Socioboard, right?
Correct. It's a dual approach. First, there's the familiar commercial SaaS version at socioboard.com that provides hosting, support, the whole package.
The easy button.
The easy button. And second, there is the truly open source version, Socioboard Core, which you find at socioboard.org. And this open source version is the powerhouse. It supports 9 social networks, and it's fully customizable and extensible with plugins.
So you can add features that haven't even been invented yet.
Potentially, yes.
Now, when people hear open source, they often just think free. But the sources detail some really compelling advantages that go way beyond cost. Let's break those down. Starting with security, which feels a bit counterintuitive.
It does. People assume that closed proprietary code is safer because it's a secret. But the source material argues the opposite. Open code is actually more secure because, as they state, the more possibilities it holds to be tested in field, the better it can be secured.
Can you give us an analogy for that?
Sure. Think of it like a bank vault. Would you trust one built in secret by 3 engineers? Or one whose blueprints have been stress tested by thousands of security experts all over the world?
The second one, obviously.
Of course. That collective scrutiny, they cite Linux as a prime example, means vulnerabilities get spotted and patched way faster. More eyes means better security.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
And that flows right into quality control, doesn't it?
It does. The collective effort of thousands of developers contributing across international borders, well, it naturally leads to a better quality outcome than a handful of developers at one company.
And for the end user, the biggest appeal is customizability, the power to tweak it to suit their needs as they please.
Absolutely. And that freedom is priceless because it helps you avoid what we call nasty vendor lock-in.
Sorry.
Yes. With proprietary software, if the vendor jacks up prices or changes a feature you hate or just goes out of business, you're trapped. Yeah. With open source Socioboard Core, you have the code. You are never trapped. You control your own digital destiny.
And that flexibility even extends to the hardware you run it on.
Correct. Open source software is often much less resource intensive, so it runs well even on older hardware, which gives you, not the vendor, control over when you upgrade your tech. That's a huge cost saving.
And the last two advantages are all about transparency and trust.
Exactly. First is interoperability. It just works better with other systems. And second, crucially, is auditability.
Meaning you can look at the code yourself.
You can literally see for yourself and be confident about the quality and functionality. You don't have to just trust a vendor's marketing material. You can verify the integrity of the tool that's handling your critical business data.
And for that beginner listener, the easiest benefit of all is just the risk-free entry, the try before you buy.
It costs nothing to download and test the core version. There's no commitment required until you're absolutely sure. It completely lowers the barrier to entry.
Okay, for our listeners who are curious about what's running under the hood, let's quickly touch on the tech backbone. Socioboard has recent versions, 4.0 and 5.0. What's powering them?
So the foundation is very modern and scalable. They have a centralized API, which is like the main hub. It's implemented in high-performance tech like Node.js and Express.
And Node.js is known for being really fast.
Incredibly fast. It's often used for high-traffic, real-time applications.
They also mention Mongoose and SQLize ORM. For the listener who hasn't touched code, what are those doing?
Those are basically translators. They're what we call ORIMs. They let the software talk to its database without needing all this complex low-level SQL code.
So it makes development faster and easier.
Much faster and reduces the chance of errors. And the front end, interestingly, is integrated with PHP, which is likely for speed and ease of deployment.
Looking at the languages in the repository confirms that. JavaScript is dominant at 66%.
Which tells you it's built for speed and responsiveness, which is essential when you're managing live social feeds.
And it's not just a web app, right?
Nope. Socioboard Core is also available as mobile apps on both iOS and Android, so you have full accessibility.
So, after all that, what did we learn today? Socioboard is clearly much more than just a scheduling tool.
It's an operational framework.
Yes, it's an operational framework that solves a core strategic problem in marketing, giving organizations control and flexibility back. It shifts the power away from those rigid broadcast tools.
And towards systems that you can customize precisely to your actual business operations and your unique governance needs.
Which raises an important question, especially when you think about that open source auditability and customization.
Go on.
Does a business that relies heavily on social media have an ethical or maybe even a strategic responsibility to use tools where they can actually verify the quality and security of the code themselves?
That is something to consider next time you choose a platform to manage your most visible digital assets.
Our thanks again to the supporter of this deep dive. SafeServer kümmert sich das Hosting dieser Software und unterstützt dich bei deiner digitalen Transformation. Mehr Infos unter www.safeserver.de. Until next time, keep digging deeper.